The USA is crumbling. Y'all sick back and dumb as shit. The masturbation, the home invasions.
All right, we're back with Carlos. You know, and I don't need any disclaimers. Like I said, if you believe your life is in jeopardy, you I just wanted to give you some advice as to how to protect yourself. That is a, I guess, a preparatory bit of advice. But you have to make a decision on your own as to what the circumstances are. I don't want Carlos to condone that. But, Carlos, welcome back here. And we're going to have a couple of breaks here. I'm going to keep you all the way through, if you don't mind, because I want to cover a couple issues with you.
Yeah, not a problem.
The mainstream media is at these events. They have cameras. They're told what they can and can't do. They'll be able to get it on the evening news. Why do we need you out there? And that's rhetorical, by the way.
But look, the mainstream media, and I used to work for the mainstream media, and even when I worked for them back in the 90s and early 2000s, you know, it was just getting worse and worse. And it's getting even worse now. You know, you have, and it's not the fault of the reporter. You know, a reporter, a lot of times reporters want to do the job, but they got to do what they got to do, what they're required to do. And there's a lot of cutbacks, and just there's no interest in it. You know, I mean, you can't really cover something if you know it's not going to get aired, if you know it's not going to get printed. You know, your editors say you can't do it. You know, you got to do what they want you to do. So, and there's a lot of people who just don't care in the media. They don't care, and they just don't know how to do it. And the media is very institutionalized, you know. And it's very, like, connected with, like, the police departments. Like, in this case, you know, you have these journalists or, you know, these videographers for news stations who basically contact the Miami-Dade PD all the time. They cover accidents and breaking news, and they always have to have a good relationship with them. They don't want to piss them off. So this time when I was arrested, you know, they were like, they just turned a blind eye. You know, it's pretty ironic because they were all there with their cameras. But they ignored it. They pretended it didn't happen. The only one who wrote about it was Glenn Garvin from the Miami Herald, even though he didn't know who I was. And because they're all embedded, you know, they don't want to lose their contact or their little privilege status. And that's the whole thing. So they didn't like me, the Miami-Dade PD, because I was in what they would call credential media. But there's no law that says credential media is legitimate media or the Miami-Dade PD, they don't issue credentials. They used to, but they gave up on those. So there's another way to determine that. And, you know, the law, there's no difference in the law. So that was their whole argument, and it failed. It failed in court.
Mm-hmm. Are there citizen journalist tools? Do you have anything like that on your website that people can go to? Because, you know, we all have a constitutional right to do exactly what you're doing, to provide a, you know, a different angle on the news, per se. Are there any guides that people can access?
Well, on my site, not right now, but I'm actually working on that. I'm actually writing a book on citizen journalism that I hope will be out by next year. And because I was under contract under Barnes & Noble for 2 years, because I started the blog for 3 years, and I was on my own. Then Barnes & Noble, they started a site called Pixic. It's a photo site, and basically they offered me a contract where if I go write, they host my blog, then they pay me. And so that was good for me because I was able to focus a lot on the blog. But then I just left them last month, and I'm just going back to being independent, and I'm doing a lot of things. I'm putting a lot of things together, and that's one of the big things is I want to do more education stories and just training guides for citizen journalists. Just, you know, doing a lot of public records requests. That's what we've been doing a lot lately, and like going, taking your camera into the courtroom, which we did. You know, I brought my friend in there, and he brought in the camera to the courtroom, and we were able to video record the whole thing. And, you know, a lot of things that you are allowed to do, but they don't want you to know that. And I want to do a lot more education on that.
Yep. Listen, just because I'm bringing you over the top here, normally I've got the 20-minute segment, so it's a little bit smoother flowing. Stay with me because I have more questions. Is that okay, Carlos?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good deal. All right. So Carlos Miller, you know, tells us, you know, he says to the police, you know, get the F out of my shot. Is that illegal? I don't know.
Elixir Liquid and electronic cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places.
Well, of using profanity, I guess, in front of the police because you may get arrested. You know, they need to put on their SWAT gear and show them how powerful they are towards you. We're going to come back. I'm talking to Carlos Miller, just a criminal photographer, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
With Carlos Miller. Carlos, you know, what are your thoughts about the military? Now, you're out there, and you have been out there, and I'm sure you've been doing this for a little while, but what do you think about the militancy, the militarization of our cops these days? And it's different than when you first got started in this business, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, they're getting a lot more money from the federal government, you know, the whole 9/11 thing, and so they're getting all this money, and you know, and cops are generally military-minded people anyway, so they're getting all these new toys to play with. And they just like to go out and play. You know, that's what they do. They think during a war, they're going out there, and this is part of the reason, you know, why there's such a big issue now. They're going out as us versus them, you know, and it's unfortunate that it has become that way. And then they're wondering why we don't trust them. But why? You know, I mean, they haven't done anything to gain our trust.
This is not unique to Miami-Dade County.
No, not at all. This is all over. This is all over the country.
Okay.
It's all over the world, but, you know, in this country, it shouldn't be here. You know, we're supposed to have, you know, freedom of the press and the right to speak, the, you know, right for free speech and all that kind of stuff. The First Amendment supposedly protects us, but, you know, if we don't stand up, if we don't make a stand, then they'll just take advantage of it, and they'll just, you know, walk all over the First Amendment.
Have you heard from people across the country as a result of the exposure you've gotten in the media?
Well, all the time. I mean, it's... is the blog is more popular every day, and I have a very strong group of dedicated readers. You know, they're very loyal. I mean, without those guys, the blog would be nowhere. But, you know, ever since I started, the readership grew slowly, and it just grew. But it's very, very loyal, and it's not because they believe in this issue. And the great thing about it is you have a mix of Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and people who might not even agree with a lot of other issues, but they agree about this issue. And I have a lot of cops, actually, who support me. It's very surprising.
You know, I wasn't going to, Carlos, I wasn't going to attack you in any way, shape, or form, or even ask you what your politics are. I wanted to stay away from that because you're there as a journalist. You're there with a constitutional right beside you to do that. And I fully support that. So politics don't matter. But, you know, and you don't even need to disclose your politics on this, but I want to have this discussion very briefly. Do you think that we're better off by having Obama or the Democrats in the seat to protect our constitutional rights, or the Libertarians or the Republicans? Do you think we're better off? I think it's all the same, don't you?
Yeah, it's all the same. And I'm a liberal. I call myself a liberal. You know, I don't call myself a Democrat because even though I am a registered Democrat, but that's because, you know, I've always been a liberal-minded person. But now it's all very corporate, and it's all, I mean, Obama and Romney, although I did vote for Obama, you know, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me there, and that's cool, but you know, I have my reasons, and you know, I know there's no perfection, and you're not going to change the world, no matter who you vote for, and I'm just doing my thing, and, you know, but, you know, as a liberal, I believe in national health care, so I believe we all should have health care. I mean, I'm not in agreement with the health care plan we have now. I know it pisses a lot of my libertarian friends off and readers off because they have a different view, but it's my view. And that's it, you know. But I don't believe in a police state at all. I don't believe in none of this, you know, this crap that we're dealing with now. And people should have the right to speak their mind, no matter where they stand on the political spectrum. And they shouldn't be beat up for it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the healthcare stuff, but I think you and I would share, you know, a great conversation in that regard. But here's what I want to, let's set that aside and let's look at the fact that, you know, let's say liberals or Democrats or whatever voting for. And we did, as a country, voted for Barack Obama, who signed the National Defense Act Authorization Bill. And this is legislation, not just legislation, but there's also executive orders that have been signed to take away the rights that you're trying to defend yourself against in courts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're in a pickle, aren't we?
Yeah, you know? It's just like, you know, yeah, he just signed that. And it's really up to us as the people. You know, this is why we can't put all our faith in any president. You know, that's stupid. And I certainly didn't. You know, I don't have, I mean, I'm not walking around waving my flag for Obama. But you know, it's really about us. And we got to keep our freedom. And when they try to take it away, like when they put that guy in jail, that Marine, just a few months ago in Virginia, because he was writing some stuff on Facebook. But they didn't have any real evidence. And, you know, the media didn't really cover it. It was all in the blogosphere. And then they released him like a month later. And the ACLU helped with that. But, you know, that was done very quietly, and that was not even done under that act. That was done under, you know, some other thing, you know, and, you know, we got to keep our tabs on that. You know, we are our own media, and you know, the media, you know, the mainstream media is dying, and, you know, we've given up on them, and they're all wondering why they're, you know, no one really cares. They've become irrelevant for the most part, and now it's in the hands of the people.
I have two final questions for you, okay? Number one, what do you think we can all do to stop what has happened to you three times over?
Well, carry cameras. You carry your camera and don't always have your battery charged, and don't be afraid to use it and learn how to use it. Learn how to put your stuff up on the internet. You know, I mean, look into apps like Tap In TV. There's tapin.tv. There's an iPhone app where you can live stream, and even if they take your camera or your phone, and which they're not allowed to do, they're not allowed to confiscate it, but, you know, your footage will be up on the internet, because, you know, and like with what happened with me, they deleted my footage, and I recovered it, but it took a long time, and it was very stressful to do that, and you know, it's just like, you shouldn't have to do that, you know, I mean, you know, you should be able to just have your video. They shouldn't have to destroy evidence, because there's no, I mean, that's against the law, but they do. So, but, you know, as technology continues to improve, they're going to continue to lose power, because now it's just going to be much easier, and pretty much everything's going to be live streamed, and it is already, but it's going to be easier and easier to make it happen with better quality cameras. And you know, and they have to either learn or just we just continue exposing them. Mm-hmm. And we just got to continue putting that pressure on, you know, and that's why we can't back down. Because all the three times they've arrested me, you know, they couldn't make one charge stick. But you know, they could have, you know, because they'll fight a good argument in court and they'll convince the jury. And if you don't fight it or you take plea deals, well, you know, you get convicted and you have all this stuff on your record and you got to make a stand, you know, and the law, you have to get, you know, a good lawyer. You have to, and it's hard to get a good lawyer because a lot of good lawyers are very expensive, and a lot of other lawyers, they just don't care. But you have to look for one, you know, and find one, and it helps you out. But you have to fight. You have to just be outspoken, and, you know, and if you have any issues, you know, contact me, and I'll write about it, you know. And there's a lot of other websites out there. You have to know how to get your story out there.
Mm-hmm. My final question to you, and it's a big question that we need to think about answering, and answering soon. What do you think it's going to take to stop them? And I don't just mean, you know, taking people off the streets with cameras. I mean, for the reasons why you're out there documenting these protests, and we've got protests, what do you think it's going to take to stop this tyrannical government from steamrolling us?
Well, we've got to continue filing lawsuits, and we've got to ensure they start training their officers from the get-go. And, you know, a lot of people will love to say we sue the individual cops. But, you know, it's very hard to do it under the existing system. And they got qualified immunity and all that. So you know, it just continues suing. We can sue the department, and you know, and in this case, I think I am able to sue her personally because it's a 1983. But I'm not even sure how that works out. But I am suing her and the department because she is being named as a defendant. And you know, we just got to continue filing lawsuits and learning, or you know, training ourselves about the law and what we can do. Like, you know, I'm working with a couple of guys who just came down, a couple of friends of mine, Joel Chandler and Robert Chandler, who are public records experts. They're not lawyers, and they go around to every public agency in state of Florida, and they request public records. When they don't get them, they file lawsuits. And, you know, they're able to do their own thing, and it's just a matter of educating ourselves as citizens. And in the process, they will be forced to educate themselves. That's the only way it's going to work.
What are your thoughts on the Second Amendment? Just out of curiosity. And
well, yeah, I'm a gun owner. I mean, I don't walk around with my guns because I have the cameras and mm-hmm. and I just don't need something else to worry about. You know, I'm always thinking, what if it falls out while I'm shooting? You know, and I'm not really afraid. You know, I mean, but I do. I mean, I'm not afraid of, like, I can handle myself and whatever. But I have a Beretta, a 9mm Beretta. I have a Colt 45, and I've had a Colt 45 for a long time, since my early 20s, and I have them in my home, you know, and I won't give that up, you know. I don't have a, you know, I would have applied for a concealed weapons permit, but there's a lot of restrictions on that. You can't do this, you can't do that, so I just didn't bother with it. But you can, down here, you can drive with a gun in your car as long as it's in a holster and in your glove compartment, and I can drive around with that too, you know. I mean, I don't do that often because I don't feel like I have the need to, but I always have that option. I can't. It'll be hypocritical for me to protect the First Amendment and bash the Second Amendment. You know, so I protect all the amendments.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, tell us how we can get in touch with you. Find out more about your cause and what you're writing about. How can we get in touch with you? Make sure you clearly spell it out or say it.
Yes. Well, the blog is photographyisnotacrime.com, or you can email me at carlosmiller@magiccitymedia.com. There's the three words all together. Or you can friend me on Facebook, Carlos Miller, and put in Miami, and you'll find me. Or you can on Twitter, @CarlosMiller, on Google Plus, Carlos Miller, or Carlos Miller, and look for Photographers Not a Crime in case there are others out there. But yeah, I'm easy to find. You know, I'm all over the internet.
That's awesome. Hey. Thank you for joining us on the Pete Santilli Show. Be sure to stay in touch, okay?
All right, Pete. Thank you.
And let us know if anything else comes up that you need some help on getting the word out. Don't be afraid to call on us, okay?
Okay, Pete. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlos Miller. So, you know, we can all become – I wanted to bring him on, ladies and gentlemen, because I think that we can all become citizen journalists. I wasn't a citizen journalist before I set up – this microphone in front of my face. Hadn't really thought about it until I think it was mid-December of last year, and we're coming up on that one-year anniversary. We come back. I'm going to bring Susanna Cole with me back on the line. I want you to call me, 800-313. You know the number. Call me.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
My buddy sent me an email saying, oh, watch it, Santilli, recommending that people actually use means to defend themselves by ripping out somebody's esophagus, right? What else are we going to do? Can't run around with guns, can't defend ourselves, can't resist the temptation for them to tase us, do all that stuff. I'm going to tell you what, all right? That dude is a bigger man than I am, I guess. He is. Carlos, a real nice guy. Carlos was. Carlos is a nice guy. But everybody needs to know, if your life is in danger, these guys couldn't care less about you. You're nothing but pond scum to them, okay? If you believe your life is in danger, you use all means. And if you believe that you're about to take a step foot off the planet, take one of their esophaguses with you. A girl could do that. Did you know that? It's the weakest point on the human body. You just grab that esophagus, hang onto it, and you don't stop pulling until death leaves their body. Okay. So anyways, that's speaking from a United States Marine, self-defense methods only. I have Anonymous on the line. Thank you so much for holding, dude.
Oh, Pete, oh. No problem, dude. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So what's going on?
Nothing. Actually, I had points before the guest, but you bring on phenomenal guests, I must say.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, he was a great guest. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just thinking through it, I was actually just sitting there
saying, and I always say, what are we coming to? What are we coming to? It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Every single day. But the thing is, in the chat today, actually, I got some links from people about him. And other people, I mean, this is happening everywhere, which is crazy. And no one seems to care or report on it, which is the crazy thing.
And the guys having to, to go up against tyranny, it's very expensive, too.
Oh, of course. And if you don't have the money to do so, then you're kind of SOL, you know?
Yeah, see, they're protected. When they go to court, they're actually on the payroll.
Of course. I mean, so what other point would they have?
Yeah. You know, I would say as a first step, as a matter of fact, you just brought a great idea. What they should say to a law enforcement person that if you actually believe that this person needs to be arrested and you're willing to lose time in pay, time and money to go to court, maybe they'll think twice about whether or not they should be arresting that person. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's why half the time you see that cops don't even show up for the court cases. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I had a court case where my arresting officer, quote unquote, didn't show up twice, and the trial still went on, and I ended up winning regardless because I had lost more. But I mean, it happens all over the place, you know, and it's just it's ridiculous. It shouldn't happen. I mean, there's lots of points to touch up on tonight, which is why I wanted to come on after the guests because I know you have a little extra time.
Yeah. Any other points you'd like to make before you?
Actually wanted to get your take on the quote unquote ceasefire for Israel and Gaza today.
Well, a couple of different takes. First of all, Miss Piggy herself, Hillary Rodham Clinton. She was, of course, working very, very hard to get that deal struck. She wanted to be on the camera.
We're working hard.
Oh, of course. I saw her today on the news.
That fat, nasty pig needs to be rolled in dough so we can find her a wet spot. And then, of course...
I think she's already been rolled in dough. We can see that physically. Yeah. But, yeah, continue.
Roll the flour, yes, of course. But here are my thoughts. I don't think it'll hold. I heard that within minutes or hours after the ceasefire, that there were rockets fired. So is the thing holding? Because Hamas is firing back.
Oh, of course. I mean, I didn't think it would take more than a day at most for us to hit the fan, you know? I mean, it's already been hitting the fan. They've been firing rockets for how long at each other? I mean, it's not going to stop, and I don't think there's anything that anyone can do to stop either of anybody in that region from doing whatever they're going to do.
Here's why I don't understand why they're there. Both sides are trying to hammer it out, and there's the United States, you know, trying to, you know, to get in the picture, of course.
Of course.
But you know, Hillary Clinton is not, we need to mind our own business. They need to work it out. We just need to tell them, you know what, if you believe that it's bad enough of the situation where you both need to be killing each other, both sides, have at it. You know, we can't.
Yeah, no, have at it. Let them destroy each other. I mean, the thing about Hillary Clinton, she already stepped down. She stepped down. What is she doing? This is Obama's job now. If she stepped down until he finds somebody, then he should be doing her job.
Well, that brings me to my next point. That brings me to my next point, okay?
Okay.
She's trying to look presidential, right?
Oh, of course. She's looking for the next presidential race.
Telling the truth with the Pete Santilli Show. Telling you the truth.
That's
whether
nice,
you like it or not.
Sorry about that, dude.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, then.
So she's trying to look presidential.
Oh, of course. She's looking for the next race. Of course. That's the whole step in the whole... the controlling of everything. I'm totally for it. Like, she's part of the FDR, all that junk. They're all trying to control us and take over everything.
Hey, Anonymous, stay right there. I don't want to cut you off like this. Stay right there, dude. You hung on for a long time. I want to give you courtesy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. 800-313-9443. Call me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency.
Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
Now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
That's right, Mr. Memford. Call me. No, you know what, though? But if you're going to come in and you're going to type that person's name in the chat room, you're welcome to have a discussion with me. Call me at 800-313-9443. I'd like to. Just give me a buzz. I welcome you to the chat room, and I welcome all new listeners to the Pete Santilli Show. And I'm going to go back to anonymous on the line. What's going on, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, good. Thanks for coming back. I didn't want to cut you off that quickly.
Thank you for having me, dude. Forget, I waited a long time. I don't mind waiting. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to ask you this because I know you're doing or thinking or doing something. I'm going to ask listeners and callers the following question. What do you think you can do to contribute to what we need to do to take our country back?
I think the answer to that question is what I've actually been doing in my own community and what a lot of people can do that haven't maybe thought of it or whatnot. But you can talk to your local police and you can... What I do is I worked at a convenience store when they came in, because they came in a lot. I would ask them what they knew about what was going on. I'd find out their views on, the economy and whatnot. And then I'd say, hey, if you have a couple minutes when you go home after your shift, take a look at this website. And I'd have a little note card cut in half. Would have the Oath Keepers website and the Sleeping Giant website as well. And that was just to give them a little heads up if, you know, that shit's the fan. And a lot of them listened, actually. A lot of them came back and said, wow, that was some good information. You're absolutely right. You know, I'm totally with you on this. So that's what you can do in your local community is just talk to your local police. And then once you get that far, you can step it up to the sheriff if you have, you know, the courage to do so and whatnot. So that's my take on what you can do locally to do it. And also participate in your local community votes and whatnot. Like, it all matters. Even though the vote for the president doesn't matter, the vote in your community does. That's what matters.
Yeah, that's right. And that wasn't just to put, and I was putting you on the spot, but I'm going to ask listeners this, like, not to put them on the spot, but just to share ideas as to what we can do. I mean, I'm not saying, okay, I'm the do-all, end-all by being on the radio, but literally, that's what I was thinking about a year ago. Like, what can I do to make a contribution? So I think we all need to start thinking about that. So thank you very much, and have a happy Turkey Day tomorrow. We'll see you on Friday.
Oh, you too, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Warner in Canada on line two. What's going on, Warner?
I just turned in, and it's the first time I call your show. I think, for a start, what needs to be done, people have to face reality. What makes a country a country?
Our people, of course.
Yeah, and the people have to be well-informed, and they have to be responsible, and they have to contribute to the country.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And they have to grow some backbone and finally start cleaning house. And too many people, they're still sitting on their soapbox. They think they're the greatest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And America, all of North America, is on a fast track down to the bottom end. You know, they're going over the cliff if they don't face reality. Young fellas are sucked into to join the army, you know, to do some hot-rodding around the world and bomb other countries into oblivion and destroying people that are barely surviving or that had a viable country, bringing it back into the Stone Age and killing now over the last few years up to a million of civilians, you know. This is a criminal enterprise. The United States government has become one of the biggest criminal enterprise in the world.
They have. Now, how do you suggest to our listeners, how do you suggest we take action against this criminal enterprise? There's a lot of things we can do.
Well, a couple of years ago in Belgium, they had a big problem about pedophile rings in the highest places.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly a million people in a country of a little bit more than 10 million people, they went on the streets, you know. And the best I can see here, how many people get on the streets and do peaceful demonstrations, maybe a few thousand.
Yeah, that's right.
10, 15 million people go on the streets all across North America and all across in the United States and say, we won't take it anymore.
That's right. You know, my father is from Italy.
Yeah,
he's from the old country. My grandfather is my life hero, and he fought in World War II. I take it you are an immigrant. You came to Canada, correct?
Yeah, I came here 43 years ago.
Go ahead. Did you fight in any wars by chance?
No, I was lucky. I was born in 1942. But as a little kid, I was growing up living with the aftermath, you know. And people, that basically, they pull themselves up at their bootstraps. And right. In a country where there were a lot less resources than what there is here in North America. For what is there any need here in North America for any kind of a country and any kind of a military to hot-rod around the world and tell other people in the rest of the world what to do?
That's right. That's exactly right.
The big military-industrial complex, you know, mm-hmm. it has become a cancer. Especially in the industrialized countries where people want to basically base a good part of their standard of living on the proceeds from the military-industrial complex, from from death and destruction in the rest of the world. You know, how much more morally bankrupt can a country and a society can become?
I absolutely agree with you. And I thank you for your listenership. Thank you for calling in. And, yeah, thank you for your very, very awesome words. You're absolutely right. I absolutely
agree. As I say, I have to, you know, I have to cut through the chase. I'm a farmer, you know, and what has been done here in North America, how the farmers have been taken out one by one now in order to open open all the gates for the New World Order, the big multinational corporations for Monsanto and so on. People made themselves their bed, and now they have to sleep in.
You're absolutely right. I just had a discussion. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring... by the way, thank you very, very much. Warner?
Yeah?
Warner, you're welcome to call in anytime. It's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you. And thanks for that. Sticking your neck out there, too.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate those words. Susanna Cole is on the line. Susanna, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. We had a discussion about the farmers and the farming industry. And a lot of stuff... I mean, quite frankly, I haven't really paid too much attention to just because, I mean, I just haven't been around farming, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist by no means. But,
right. And nobody's going to pay attention to it until everybody's going hungry.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're literally at risk of doing by running our farmers out.
Oh, yes. And it's probably one of the biggest crises in America right now, and nobody's paying any attention to it.
Mm-hmm. And he's a farmer in Canada.
Yes.
How's the farming industry within your, let's say, your 100-mile radius? Is that estimated?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How is the farming industry within, let's say, 500 miles of where you're standing right now?
It's all farmland, and it's agriculture, and it gets worse every single day. And you have to have permits to grow certain things, and you're only allowed to grow certain things on certain types of land. And you're only allowed to grow certain crops every other year. They make you switch crops back and forth. You're only allowed to grow so much. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad.
Okay, I'm gonna if you don't mind, I'm gonna switch gears here from farming to Memford on line one. Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show. Yeah, I'd much rather just speak with you directly. And there's a lot of people that are concerned about the topic of conversation there, but I'd rather have it with you directly. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Pete?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Good. I don't think the world is too small for both Alex Jones and John Stadmiller, Pete Santilli, myself. It's a big place.
If John Stadmiller were to do the same stupid things that that Alex Jones did, I would go after him as well. I don't care what station he owns.
Well, in my ideal world, you guys would be talking more about the TSA opt-out and film week, and Alex would be talking more about the $43 trillion lawsuit. You know what I'm saying?
You think Alex would be talking more about the $43 trillion lawsuit?
Should be. He doesn't mention it at all.
Right. Here's the thing. This is actually civil discourse, okay? Let's say we talked for 23 and a half hours that I work. By the way, Alex, I guess, takes some additional breaks. She said he only works 18 hours a day or something like that. But let's say I spoke to somebody for 23 and a half hours about all the good things that we need to do on the planet Earth. And in the last 5 minutes before we go to take a nap, Alex Jones says, hey, Pete, we need to go rape the women and stand down and let the redcoats just come in. What do you think I should do to him? You think I should say, oh, wow, we just had a great conversation. I'll let you slide on that stupid comment. What do you think? What would you do?
I don't know. Do you have some audio evidence or a link that you can send me that I can check out this comment that he made or something like this comment?
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely do. You want to hear it right now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll let you hear it right now. Hold on 1 second. I wasn't prepared to do this. It'll take me a couple seconds, but give me a second, okay?
Sure.
Hold on. I go right to, let's see.
See it happening. You've got a moral duty to defend the. I'm all in. I'm doubling down. There's no more back. We understand their battle plan because this barrel of snakes follows a program to exempt themselves from.
Now, listen, before I push play here, Memford, okay? I responded in a certain way, and it was in a big way, and it was actually an annoying way. People are sick and tired of me bringing up this subject. But I want to ask you as a man how you would respond to these words right here. I'll give you the chance to respond to this. Okay? Here.
Okay.
From their tyranny. Okay? Now listen to me. They've got the military set. They've got the military ready. Britt Perry joked and said, we'll secede. They put the military on alert and surrounding states to invade. Good. Throw me in that briar patch. Let's get it on. Let's start it. Let's have you come in and knock some heads and put army on the streets. Let's get it going here. Not physical. Don't fight them when they do this. Let the redcoats occupy like they did for a decade before it really got going. Let the redcoats come in. Let them rape women, speak out against it. If you see it happening, you've got a moral duty to, you know, to defend the woman. But no offensive attacks.
All right. Now, he said, okay, and Alex Jones has done a lot. I've loved him. I've listened to him. I actually used to run. I was telling Susanna Cole last night when I was running, I was training for a marathon. I used to listen to Alex Jones on my iPod while I was running. And I could just run on and on forever. I've loved the guy. He's done a lot. You make a comment like that to you, Manfred, how do you respond to that?
Well, first off, I'm 55 years old, and I cut a guy some slack when he's in his 30s, and his mouth gets a little bit out in front of his brain sometimes. He said the wrong thing there, but I understand where he was coming from. He was saying that people whose wives are raped are maybe more likely to awaken. I'm not saying that I condone that, and neither is he, but he's saying some people are going to remain zombified and asleep until that happens. That's my interpretation.
Okay, so you're willing to sacrifice a few
women. No. I don't say that at all. No.
Well, that's exactly what the result would be if you, if we follow through with your plan, women would be raped, and
That's not my plan, but that's my observation, people will remain zombies until they are attacked. Physically, they will remain zombies.
Do you have a wife? Are you married? You're at 55?
Look, like I said, I don't condone or agree with the way he said it.
Okay,
but I understand the sentiment.
How should we handle addressing the issue?
Sentiment.
How should we handle the issue?
Which issue?
Manfred, how should we handle the issue? He says what he said. It was a mistake. You want to cut him some slack and just let it go? Is that correct?
I would say that a retraction or an explanation is in order.
Yeah, a retraction, an explanation, an apology. Actually, it's totally 100% unacceptable. If he's going to say that about your wife, I'll defend her. Okay? Don't worry about it. Your daughter, do you have a daughter?
I don't talk about my personal life. But
well, let's say if you had a daughter.
I understand your sentiment, and again, I don't agree with the way he said it. It was a mistake.
Here's what I will say. I will protect you. If you had a daughter, and I'm going to speak personally, if it was your daughter, I don't even know you, I'll protect her. Don't worry about it. You don't need to stand up for her. I will. Your wife, I'll stand up for her, too. I'll do it. I got your back, dude. You can go ahead and cut on some slack. I won't do that because it's your wife and your daughter we're talking about.
Much for the not disrespecting on this phone call, huh?
Well, let me say this. Okay, hang on. First of all, you know, you're calling in, and we weren't even talking about Mr. Jones tonight. So, I mean, we were talking about the police state and how bad our country's getting. But, listen, you know, you can sugarcoat it all you want to. Everybody can say, oh, we're taking it out of context, and that isn't what he really meant. And what he really meant was we're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to suffer before anybody does anything, before people do that. But that isn't what he said. He told us that we need to stand down and let them do it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And you can't change what he said. And he says that all the time. He's always stirring everybody up, getting everybody all excited, telling everybody they're coming to kill you. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And pretty soon you're not going to have any rights left. And then he says, but you can't do anything about it. But you can buy a water purifier from me. And that's what I hear. And he said it was okay to let the redcoats come in. And he was talking about our military or whoever come in and rape women. And I'm sorry, but I took offense to that.
Let me also, hey, Manfred, do you mind staying with me through the break? Because I did not intend, I don't mean this in an offensive way at all. I wanted to bring up my point that I would do the same thing for you as I would do for all other women. It's unacceptable. I call it out. I don't care who it is. If literally, if John Stadmiller said it, I would call him out on it. I don't care who he is or what they're doing. It's an unacceptable comment.
And yeah, I'll stick around, and I'll go you one further as far as what the lady just had to say.
Absolutely.
If I have time now, that's fine, but if I have to wait for after the break, I'll wait.
Yeah, no, wait for after the break. We're going to be interrupted here, but absolutely. This is an important topic, obviously, because, people coming in. When you come into my chat room, okay, it's the Pete Santilli Show. It's the Pete Santilli chat room. And if you want to debate an issue, you're welcome to call in. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm going to be very vigorous on defending our women. 800-313-9443. Normally, but I'm only going to be able to speak to Memphis here. Everybody stay there. We'll be back to continue this combo.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, Memphis, this is what I will say. I just met you. You just called in, I met you, you seem to be a nice guy. I said I wouldn't disrespect you. I wanted to have this debate, but here's what I offered you. I will put my life on the line to save your country, your wife, and your daughter. Now, what did you find disrespectful in that? Tell me.
It was the way you put it.
I'm so okay.
I'll do it. I'll do it for you, Memphis.
Let me say it to you in a way that we can just mollycoddle you to understand the same exact point. Memphis, if you would like, I'll protect your wife and your daughter, and I'll do that for you. And I'll be glad, as a former United States Marine, to even protect your country for you. Okay? Would that be okay, Manford? Okay, so I said it. Now, what do you find disrespectful in that?
I think we need to move on, man.
You think we need you really do?
We need to move
on. Answer that question. I want you to tell me why you want to give somebody slack for saying that they want to rape your wife and your daughter.
That's not what he said.
You said you wanted to cut him some slack. I say absolutely not. I will not cut him any slack. I will cut nobody slack for saying that, and I will stand up, and I'll do it on your behalf if you refuse to do it.
Well, before the break, I said I would go you one further, and I'm going to do that. I would say that when Alex Jones goes out on a limb with his Abraham-like faith, that when Abraham was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac, and he was prepared to do so, at the last instant, Isaac was spared from Abraham's hand. Well, Alex Jones has that kind of Abraham-like faith, and he talks about his kids being in harm's way. And I say that's dead wrong. And this puts me a little bit on the wrong side of the average RBN listener, because I don't believe in God. So there's no way that I would put anybody's life in God's hands.
Yeah. Well, this is what I will say. That one of the things about any talk show host out there that has an enterprise moving, they want to come back another day, and they want to come see their wife and their children, they may not be most qualified, okay, to come out and say, I'm prepared to die for what I'm asking for. Because our founding fathers that he touted in that entire presentation, he rode the founding fathers' coattails. He never once mentioned that they were prepared to die and actually fought in the American Revolutionary War. He wants everybody to stand down and let them rape women and do all that stuff. Well, at that point, when you say that you want to be the leader of the revolution, I'm going to say, step aside, sir, period. You don't qualify. You're not going to say that. We're not going to allow that to happen, and I don't care if you're the Pope. I'm going to go after you.
Well, and I agree with you. An apology is in order, you know, for what he said. It was wrong.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I absolutely agree with that. Whatever is unacceptable is unacceptable. And sir, I really appreciate you calling in to at least have a discourse about it. And
thanks your time, and thanks for the lady's time. I appreciate it.
Do me a favor, would you please?
Sure.
These really are great people in the chat room. They are, but I don't know how long you've been listening to our show. I guess these folks have been listening to me. They've gotten to know me, and that's what I ask you to do. Just get to know me a little bit, and I think you'll find that I'll be right at your side, sir, no matter what.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yep. Take care.
Take care.
All right. You guys. I want you to be very careful. I wanted to get this out. Tomorrow, you need to hear this, okay? Tomorrow, there are, and this is factual information, you're going to have to look it up. There are a bunch of elite that have scheduled plane tickets to go to Denver tomorrow. A lot of them, very rich people, are all convening. And this has been confirmed by some pretty respectable YouTubers, okay? Confirmed with travel agents that have access to this information. So be on the alert. Be on the alert. Is something going to happen? We don't know, but I just figured I'd at least say something. If something does happen, you remember, you know, my last words here. I hope I don't come back tomorrow. I hope it's on like a you-know-what, okay? I don't want to come back tomorrow. But you enjoy the day for every moment that we have. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the meal. Spend good quality time with your family. Talk about how we're going to get this thing done. Good night, everyone.